Chapter 5. Dad, how does a telephone work?
Bradshaw handed his son a round metal disc, about the size of a silver dollar.
Drop it, he said.
Justin, perched on the three-legged stool before Bradshaw's basement workbench, lifted his hand high and let the disc drop. It hit the cement floor with a clang.
Did you hear that sound?
Yes.
Know why you heard it?
Because I have ears?
Yes.
And because when that disc hit the floor, the impact carried through the metal, making it vibrate. Those vibrations traveled through the air up to your ear, making the inside of your ear vibrate.
Oh. But how does a telephone work?
Much the same as your ears. There are metal discs, diaphragms they're called, inside of telephones, along with batteries, magnets, coils, and tiny carbon beads. When you talk into a telephone, the sound strikes the diaphragm and causes it to vibrate in and out. Whenever the diaphragm moves inwards, it squeezes the beads. The carbon flexes a little bit, like rubber balls pushed together. He quickly sketched a diagram to illustrate. All the tiny contacts between the beads are like electricity valves that slightly open and close. They change in time with the sound waves, which alters the battery's current. Our battery now isn't pumping just any old current, but a very clever current, which contains the vibrations of the sounds that created it. That signal travels along the telephone wires you see strung up on poles. At the distant telephone, the changing current is turning an electromagnetic coil slightly on and off. It pulls a metal diaphragm in and out, which then moves the air with the sound waves of your voice.